That Eminem song is in my head. Guess who's back? Back again. So I have been out since I came down with influenza the middle of April. And this is my first full day of work. Let me tell you what happened. I got influenza. I know the day. It was April the 16th. I thought it was food poisoning. And then I thought, well, maybe it's just a sore throat. And given the nature of my business, I know how to deal with a sore throat. Then it became congestion and a fever that wouldn't break. So I went to the physician and I tested positive for influenza, which amazed me because usually when you have influenza, you have like chills and maybe a little bit of pain or aches. And I didn't have any pain or aches. However, you know, in terms of chills, I really wouldn't know because prior to all of this, I've spent the last two, almost 3 months dealing with an iron deficiency, which leaves my hands and my feet ice cold and at times bluish, purplish. We figured out that it was an iron deficiency. And then after beating this influenza, which lingered because I had a lingering cough whenever I open my mouth to talk, that's pretty much gone now. And then the blue hands and feet came back. This time the physicians tell me, well, we have a handle on the iron deficiency, but have you looked at your carbs? You rarely eat, which is true. One of the reasons why I don't have a regular, you know, 3 meals a day type of schedule is that I work 16 hours a day. I'm on the phone all the time. And when I'm not on the phone, I am doing voiceovers or I'm recording something or I'm doing work, you know what I'm talking about. So I rarely eat. And to be perfectly frank, if the cat didn't remind me when her meal times were, I'd forget to feed her. She's had she's very old, and she's had a couple of health bouts in the past 18 months. So I've put her on a regular schedule. So I don't want anyone from the ASPCA messing with me. She's on a regular schedule. And if I'm off by just 10, 15 minutes, believe me, she comes, finds me, and goes, meow, 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 meow. She's done everything except punch me at this point. But in terms of me, I don't have a regular feeding schedule. And there are times when I can go the whole day without eating anything. And given the iron deficiency and apparently this carb situation, I can't do that. Now, one of the reasons why I think my carb intake is so low is, you know, we're used to eating things that we ate as a kid, or, you know, we're basically trained to eat a certain way. And last year, about 8-10 months ago, I took out all breads from my diet. And apparently I eat a lot of bread to keep my carbs up. And I've read that your carbs should be anywhere between 30 to 100 for a woman, which I think is a huge range. But I barely get 30 grams of carbs in a day. So I've decided I'm going to go back to doing what I love that I stopped doing when I gave up bread, and that is baking bread. I love baking bread. Now, there's a couple of other issues that I have with bread in general that I think makes it unhealthy, whether or not it's brominated, and the type of yeast you use, and just about everything, especially if it's store-bought, you're using a commercial yeast. And I just couldn't find a yeast that was wild that you couldn't get from sourdough. Well, I just found out that there's another type of yeast out there. It's called fruit yeast. And I'm excited about it. As a matter of fact, as soon as I get done recording this, I'm going to go into the kitchen and I'm going to set up 2, maybe 4 jars of blackberry yeast, potential yeast, and blueberry, just to see how it works out. before I go into that, obviously you can see my hesitation was a sourdough starter. I threw out my sourdough starter last year, and it was such a good strain too. But I'm gonna start another one. And the reason why I hesitate in starting another one is kind of deals with what I said about the cat. I mean, the cat can remind me to feed her. The sourdough starter can't. And when you have sourdough starter, in my opinion, it's a huge responsibility because it's alive, the yeast is, and you have to feed it at least once a day. Not only do you have to feed it once a day, you have to feed it accurate amounts. It has to be a certain ratio of flour to water. And if you're off over time, you'll destroy the good yeast. I'm sure some bakers will say, well, Cheryl, you know, if you don't want to feed it every day, you could always put it in the refrigerator and feed it once a week. And that's true, sure. But if I'm going to maintain a sourdough starter, I want to feed it every day and leave putting it in the refrigerator, you know, to slow down the process for when I have to go out of town or something like that, you know, an emergency. But I'm going to start back up the sourdough starter again. And then after that, and then I'm excited, like I said, about the fruit yeast. And the way the fruit yeast works is that you take a quarter cup of fruit and you place it in about 16 ounces of water in a glass jar, loosely fit the cap. And once a day, you shake it up and probably burp it too, because you know the yeast is growing and it produces gases. And you do that for 4 days in the summer, 7 days if it's cooler. And at the end of that week, you take the liquid and incorporate it into whatever it is that you're baking. The end result, so they say, is whatever the fruit or vegetable you use to create the yeast, you get a hint of that in whatever you're baking. And the fruit yeast makes whatever you're eating easily digestible. So I'm very interested in that because it kind of solves my problem. It solves my problem of immediacy in terms of if I need yeast, if I'm gonna bake something yum, and my problem with trying to get some really good natural yeast. So this looks like it could be a nice summer project to toy around with that can be used later on down the road. So what were we talking about? Oh yeah, I'm back, I'm better. I haven't had any blue or purple hands or feet. Obviously I'm over the influenza thing. And I have a new project. And it's my favorite type of project. When I'm done, I get to eat it. So that's a good thing too. Another thing that I've realized since being sick and all this other type of stuff, I did a lot of thinking in the 3 weeks I was out. And that is, I don't have time for bullshit. So if you're a sub, make sure you're a real sub if you're calling me. If you're a fake sub, you need to call my bitches. And believe me, I know the difference. My bitches, the number to call is 888-847-8979 or the 24-hour request line, which is 888-581-2223. Later.